Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This shiur should be a special Schus L'li Nishmas, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef, and the Refuas Tinokas Bas Rivka Chai Rezel Bas Dina, Rafael Chaim Dov ben Risa Shoshana, and Harav Yitzchak ben Bracha, and Harav Avram Yosef ben Rosh Chaim, the Bracha Batzlacha Chai Zedem, and the Bracha Batzlacha and Refuas Shleim, and the Bracha Batzlacha Simcha ben Echa Gittel. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Sfas Emes. These shiurim were inspired by the great words of Reb Jeremy Wernick Shlit. That should be a schus for him as well. So we'll start at the beginning. Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. B'Mishnah Mishi Yesh Lo Gimel Dvar Malol Mitalmidov Shel Avram Avinu. Parshas Balak, first Maimer. Somebody who has these three things is of the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. What are these three midas? An eye in Tova, a good eye, a Ruach Nemucha, a low spirit, a nefesh shvala, a low soul. Ula hefech bilam arasha. Bilam arasha is the opposite midos of Avram Avinu. An ayin ra, a ruach gevoa, nefesh rechava. Bilam has an evil eye. Bilam is bal gaiva, as opposed to Avram, who is humble. Bilam is haughty. Bilam loves money. And Avram Avinu, he had, but that wasn't what life was about. Uma ben Talmidav, what are the difference between the Talmidim of Avram Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam Arasha? Talmidei Avram Avinu ochlim b'olam hazav and ochlim b'olam haba. The Talmidim of Avram Avinu eat in this world and inherit the next world. Shene'amar lan chilo avayesh. To give a nachala, to give an inheritance to those who love me, there is. And Talmidei Bilam Arasha, they are Yoreish Gehenim, they inherit Gehenim, and they're Yoreid Leber Shachas. They go down to that well of destruction, that pit of destruction. So asks Moreinu Agon Asvas Emes Echad Tzadik B'Kodesh Levrach Susug in Elein about Kol Yisrael Amen. Umau Shem Talmidei Bilam. What does it mean, a Talmud of Bilam? A Talmud of Bilam? What sort of Rebbe is that? Manilmat mi man, what can you learn from Bilam? Umidos haros alalu ein rab ruach gevoa yuchal limtzo kol shayte b'limud. You don't need a rebbe to have bad midas. You can have bad midas on your own without a rebbe. So what does it mean to be a talmud of Bilam if you have these bad midas? You can have bad midas without having a rebbe. I know people. They don't have rebbes for bad midas. They just have bad midas. So what's pshat in the Mishnah to be a Talmud of Bilam? Ach ki gam arishoy machniim atzmam. The Rishayim know how to lower themselves. And look at the pasuk. Shtei toch mefulish. V'arei omar im yitein li, if you give me maloy besoy kesev izov. You give me all the money, all the treasures, if Balak would send me. Lo ucha lavor es pi Hashem. I can't go against God, as God's in charge. So Bilam was machnia himself. And what do you see from these psukim? That what did Bilam really want? He wanted money. Bilam loved money. And he was merames. That's really what he wants. If he would send me all of his money, that's really what I want. And that's a nefesh rechava. And we say, "Atzmo nilmat shay nefesh rechava, ki ze nechshav etzlo lechshivus laKadosh Baruch Hu mashu machnia atzmo." And that's a nefesh rechava, because he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides all the money that he wants, he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Look at how humble I am. Look at how I lower myself to you." But all of his achna, all of his subordination to God, was only to come to a madrega that he could now have gaiva. He could now say, "Look at how great I am. I'm machnia myself to God. I'm lowering myself to God. God bless you. and God bless America, the politicians like to end their speeches. Look, I'm machnia myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then everybody's cheering. Are they cheering for him or are they cheering for God? Hope they're cheering for Hashem. God bless America. Maybe for both. I agree. I also think God should bless America. I pray that God should bless America. It's coming up now to Yom HaTzmaut. Say Halal on Yom HaTzmaut on July 4th. You don't say Halal on Yom HaTzmaut. The important thing is that God should bless America, but that's Hachna. God's in charge. God runs the show. Shailas, if the whole speech until then, you also realize that we need God to bless America. Or if everything is about me, that's already gets its tullery in the politician. In any event, back to our story. Because it's by him a chashivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's machnia himself, that he thinks that he's important in God's eyes when he lowers himself. Even though he's so chashuv, he says to God, look at how great I am. And yet, despite all of my greatness, I'm still lowering myself to you. And it's only to come to this madrega of gaiva. And that's what it says, nofil gluye naim. Because he's noifil, because he has achno, he has revealed eyes, he comes to this madrega, bala madrega so. They say in the name of the Kutzker, he's noifil. He falls on the ground in this ecstasy of nevuah, and he's gluye naim. He's looking around to see, is there anybody watching me? Does anybody see how great I am? Like the mashal of Rav Dessler, that a guy goes to the forest and he hides. He does his bodhidus so that he can speak to God. Nobody else will know. But he peers through the trees, the branches, to see. Hopefully somebody's there. Hopefully somebody is documenting this great moment to put it all over the social media. Everybody should know what a great tzaddik he is. It should go viral. Millions should know how great I am. That's achno to come to gaiva. Noifel gluye naim. Aval tzaddikim nefesh shvala. The tzaddikim have a low soul. They're not about, oh, I want to be great. I want to show everybody how great I am. I machni myself to God to show how great I am. No. Shein vakshim rak liyot davuk b'chay ha-chayim leidat tamid shein chiyut l'shum b'riya rak koach Hashem. The tzaddikim, they have a low soul because they're only mevakesh to cling to the life of lives, to know always that there is no life for any creature, only the power of God. Ki garzan b'yad ha-chotzev. Like an axe in the hand of the axe wielder. And every act is connected to the power of the internal spiritual world. So do you need a Rebbe for like Bilam? Yeah, Bilam is the Rebbe about how to lower yourself just to enhance your own ego. Ego, Rosh Tebos, edge God out. What's the difference between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha? Avraham Avinu, we don't know them as they're not Cholam Hapon, and Bilam HaRasha is the opposite, the Pirush of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Schusu Yogin Aleinu Baal Kol Yisrael, Amen. Oichlim Boilam Hazel, Vaze Atzmoy, Noichlim Loilam Haba, Minoshon Nachal. Shemamshichim Chiyus Hashem Yisborach Gamlin Yonei Oilam Hazel. What does it mean, Oichlam Boilam Hazeh? Benoichlam Boilam Haba. That by eating in this world, through that, they're Nochel, they're inheriting Olam Haba. What does Nochel mean? Nochel can mean inherit. It can also mean a stream. There is a stream of Olam Haba that is flowing into this world, sweet friends. They're mamshich the chiyus of Hashem even into this world. Noichlim loylam abad zenachal. They're bringing this stream from olam hazeh to olam, from olam abad olam hazeh, from the next world to this world, and that's their achilan olam hazeh. Ki beemet olam hazeh domeh lefrozdo. This world is a vestibule. It's a waiting room. With a lot of magazines. This world's a lot of magazines. Because waiting rooms have magazines. This world's a waiting room. The next world is above human perception in this world. How can you approach it? only through bringing close the matters of this world to Kedusha, a person zoicha that he is a gilui of Olam Haba. You want Olam Haba, bring Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. Make Olam Hazeh Olam Habadik. Ki be'deilu olamot tluyim ze bazeh, the two worlds are dependent upon each other. Sweet friends. That's why it's called Olam Haba. It's ba, it's a hemshech, it's a continuation, or in a modern Hebrew, continuatia, I made that up, of Olam Hazeh. That's why it's ba, it's continue. So these two worlds are contingent upon each other. Olam Hazeh ne'lam ha'kedusha al yedei atavot v'klipot. In this world, the kedusha is hidden, because yayid, a mensh, Hotasa, Zoi, Phil, Typhus, and Klippus. A person has so many illicit desires and so many husks of unspirituality. Ve'olam haba ne'elam al yedei shemeayin timatzei v'ne'elemet mikol. And the next world is hidden. The Kedush is hidden in this world. Olam haba is hidden. May I intimatzei, from where? It's hidden. It's in this place of ayin, of nothingness. May ayin yavozli, from this place of kedusha, from this place of ayin that we don't see. Ach mi shemotzi hara gnuza b'toch ha'elem shebeolam hazeh. Somebody who takes out the hidden light in this world is zoche that he should have a gilui of the helem and olam haba as well. In other words, if you want to work and find the light of this in this world, you'll find olam haba right here. It's here. Like Rav Bloch says in the Sefer Shirei Das, all the upper worlds are here. We just don't see them. We think they're higher than us. They're not higher than us. There's nothing spatial in the spiritual world. We say higher because that denotes that it's above us. But really, they're right here. You just can't see them. They're above you. But if you're Zeche, you can find the Ha'ara, you can find the light in this world, you can be Zeche that a little bit of Olam Haba creeps into this world. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, yesh, the pasuk it quotes, to be manchil, those who love me, yesh, meaning, shizochel lirot bevchinat ayin kilu ayam hamashut, you get to see the ayin as a yesh. You get to see the real deal, McNeil. V'zeh kol inyan abriya yesh me'ayin, that's the whole inyan of this creation, something from nothing. Ex nihilo, I think they call it in Yiddish. Shemikodem ayin rak ayin, originally there was nothing. V'Hashem itbarach al yedei asara ma'amarot shebetorah bara olam, and God with the 10 ma'amarot in the Torah created the world. Baraisa barakut shebricha alma, with the Torah God created the world. Shepnimiut olam hu b'chinas ayin be'emes, because the pnimius of the world is the ayin, and then God brought it out into the world of yesh. But really, the pnimius, the depth of the world, is the ayin. Is this place of nothingness? What we nothing concrete, nothing physically concrete. V'zeh sholam hazeh kepozdo. This world of yesh is only a prozdor. It's a waiting room. It's supposed to lead us to olam haba. And in the meantime, we're supposed to bring as much olam haba as we can to olam hazeh, so that when we get there, we really experience it. We prepare ourselves. Person has no shaykhs to Olam Haba here. What's he going to do there? He's going to look, where's his phone? No phone. Or maybe they'll give people a phone. Maybe that'll be Gehenna. They'll give them a phone. There's just no reception. No emails, no internet, no calling, nothing. Person appreciates Shabbos in this world. It's Mamish Main Olam Haba. So then you can appreciate the next world. So we have to make ourselves Olam Haba connoisseurs, that we appreciate the spirituality in this world. This is the prose door. This is a waiting room helping us get there. וזה לימוד אברהם אבינו עליו שלא להמשיך כל העשייה אחר חיות הפנימיות. וממילא עין טובה, כיוון שהכל כוח השם מתברך בלבד. And that's the limit of Avraham Avinu. To bring all of my asiyah in this world after the internal life of this world. And memela, you have an ayin tova. You have a positive eye. Because you see the God and godliness in everything. And the opposite is the lesson of Bilam. That his whole achna, lowering himself with the tzorach geus to be haughty, v'zeshkasev legarmayu avdin. They do it for themselves. That these Rishayim, it's all about themselves and their own egos. Liyot lo madrega vitnasut. That he should have a high madrega. I'm so great. Make America great again. Make me great again. I'm great. That wasn't a political statement. That was a statement of how some people, whether it applies to him or doesn't apply to him, I'll let you decide. But the way some people see the world as an ego booster, and that's Bilam. His wife used to call him for short, Bill. She was feeling affection, Billy. Anyway, this guy Bilam, his whole mice, it was all about the Garmayu. So he's Mamish Avraham Avinu's opposite. Avraham Avinu is about making God great by calling the name of God. And Bilam HaRosh is about his own name, his own Isnasis, his own Madrega. And that's why he gets Gehenim. Gehenim is just the opposite. Olam Haba is revealing God's light. Gehenim is the absence of God's light. It's the absence of godliness, and therefore it's nothingness, and that's the worst torture, being in nothing. A person existing and knowing he doesn't exist. Existing enough to know that he doesn't exist. But he was a Navi, he had a little bit of Kedusha. רק על ידי שהם שיח הרדים בתוך קצת מעשים טובים שהיו לו, על ידי זה הכניס הרע לתוך הטוב ויורש גיהנום. But he brought the sins into his good maisim, into his good deeds. And therefore he brought the evil into the good, and therefore he's yorish gehenim, which is the absence of godliness, kanal, as we explain. Now this is in Avraham Avinu, who draws Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, who draws the hidden Kedusha into Olam Hazeh, he finds the Arganuza. We want to be Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Who's your Rebbe? Who'd you learn by? Oh, me? I learned by Avraham Avinu. That's what we're striving for, sweet friends. Okay. So we're Zog B'Siyata D'Shmayo. To learn the first Maimer of the Sfasemis and Parshas Bolok, we should be Zog Hataka Lumod with the Lamed, Lishmor B'Lasos, with the Kaim is called Divrei Samu Teresa B'Yahava, Amen V'Amen, Amir Tashem, Shem should give the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means. It's a sham. We have a lot more Sfasemis to learn and other things. Mitoch Simcha v'tuv lev meirov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.